Blog Talk Radio.
Because it's time for the download. And I'm your host, Sierra Devi. And of course, with me here on this Friday evening is Alana Evans. Hey, girl.
What's up, girl?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have to say, I don't know if you're feeling like I'm feeling because you're all the way on the West Coast and you're having the good weather.
Yes.
But.
Well, no. We're not. I'm in pouring rain.
You're not? Okay. So, well, no, that's better than what we're getting. You're talking about we might have a snowstorm tomorrow.
Oh.
Granted, it's, okay, what we call snowstorms are not what everybody knows calls snowstorms. We're talking about an inch of snow. So, for us, that's a snowstorm. But, my God. I know. You're laughing at us. Come on. I live in the South. It's Virginia.
I love it.
But come on, Mother Nature, please. We don't need a reminder of winter. Just keep moving it on to summer. Summer, I'm just ready to get outside.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all I have to say. I'm feeling kind of anxious, kind of antsy, kind of need to get out there and not see any white stuff. Well, again, I live south of the north. So I haven't seen that much white stuff. I had to think about that for a minute. There's some people going, you only saw it for 2 weeks this year. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But that was enough for me.
That's funny.
That's why I don't live in the high north. That's why I don't live in the great white north.
Yes. Exactly. No way.
Anyway, I'm ready for it, and you know, I'm going on holiday here pretty soon, and I'm sure you are soon also. We all have to take our own little spring break.
Exactly. But I haven't had it yet.
We haven't had it yet. I hope we plan for it soon. I'm doing something special. I'm going to Key West. I've never been to Key West. I'm going to Key West for a week.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. Lots of bikini time.
I hope so. I have no idea what Key West is about. I thought maybe it'd be like trailers and, you know, camping, but someone told me it's, like, kind of ritzy, so I don't know what to expect.
Ritzy, there's a lot of happy gay people, like, it's
oh my God,
awesome,
exactly
how
it's
place. Area.
So we're saying I'm going to be the only one having fun.
Nice.
Okay, so, yeah, I got a really nice, you know, I got a really nice feel. I know, God, so terrible. Please, I'm glad I just found this out after I booked the ticket. I got a really great deal for this $1,200 person and for 5 nights. I got a junior king suite with a balcony over the ocean. Wow. And it's a resort, so, you know, all-inclusive resort and everything. And they paid for the flight and everything. I was like, what the hell? Let's take a trip.
That sounds amazing.
Until I started hanging out with a man. You're all telling me.
I love it. You're crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of hanging out with our girlfriends, hanging out with our friends, hanging out with a man, in this case, it's hanging out with your girlfriend and you guys hanging out with your guy friends. I know everyone has seen this. It's not new news, but it brought a question to my mind. And I'll start off with this, and then you'll understand where I'm going with this whole talk here. For those of you who didn't know, you're like, yeah, I already know this. For those of you who didn't know, I think this has been in the news for like 2 weeks, right? Or maybe more.
I'm not sure. Tell me.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm not sure because I don't follow sports as much as people think I do. I just like being there, the excitement of it, but I don't really follow it. I hardcore follow it. But evidently, and I also don't follow this particular artist either. So quite honestly, let me just state this right now. I don't follow any of these people I talk about. What I'm talking about today. I have no idea who any of these people are. Well, I have a vague idea of who they are. But do I really know who they are? No. Because this isn't about them. It's really about the situation that I'm talking about. But I will go over it very quickly so you all understand where I'm coming from on this one. So evidently, D'Angelo Russell. Now, D'Angelo the singer.
Okay.
D'Angelo, I know, because that's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm sorry. And my head was like, acting God. You know?
No, you went to the old one. Me
too. Well, okay, let's say the old version of him, because the new version of him doesn't look like that. But D'Angelo Russell supposedly. Sorry, back to love you, D'Angelo.
Great.
Still do. So make babies by you, okay? I mean, there are a lot of babies made to D'Angelo music. Let's not lie, but we're not talking about that one.
So true.
Okay, so D'Angelo Russell supposedly, I don't know how to go with this, but pretty much it might be true. But you didn't hear it from, well, I'm just repeating what I read in Google. Evidently, he recorded Nick Young, who dates Iggy Azalea. I want to make sure I have her name right. Iggy Azalea, right? Is that her name?
Iggy Azalea.
Girl who looks like the girl from White Chick.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the guy from White Chick.
No shame. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny, no shame, but if you say that, you know who I'm talking about. For us who don't
know
who she is. Nick Young is evidently dating this young lady, and D'Angelo is evidently a new recruit. And by the way, Nick Young is a basketball, is he basketball? Ooh, please tell me I have this right. He's a basketball player, right?
I think he's a basketball player.
Evidently, they were hanging out one night watching movies, playing video games, whatever, you know, young people under 30 years old in the 21st century do. and during the conversation, he was asking them about, you know, those thoughts, because I just like saying thoughts, because that's just my new thing now. And I just like saying it now. They were talking about girls and how, you know, they play girls and what they do and how you can have so many different girls and all this other kind of thing and how he's, at some point, evidently, because I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I can't quote anything, but at some point, D'Angelo Russell said to the point of how he was cheating on Azalea. I'm sorry,
yeah,
she might think Izzy. I think the other Izzy, but...
Or is it Iggy Azalea?
Or Iggy.
No, I think it's Azalea.
I don't know.
It's stupid.
I don't know.
That's
you all know.
It's stupid.
I'm sorry. I listen to alternative rock, so I really don't know, okay?
Exactly.
I just know that fancy song. That's about it. And I only know, like, three words, so...
That's so funny.
But... So evidently, at some point, he was talking about how he was cheating on her, because according to when this videotape was made, he was dating her at the time. They weren't engaged, but he was dating her at the time. And he was talking about how to cheat on girls. And I mean, come on, we all know that when you reach a certain lifestyle, you know, pussy or dick becomes readily available. Don't think you guys have the whole thing on having a whole bunch of groupies, okay? And look, it doesn't even depend on what gender you are. Pussy and dick is just pretty much available to you all the time.
Exactly.
You just have to pick or choose which one you want.
Exactly. It's laid out on a platter.
It's laid out on a platter given to you. It becomes, you know, the lowest commodity. Evidently, he was cheating. He was talking about this. But this is where I come in on this one, because I didn't really care about who it was and what it was. That's not even the relevant question or the relevant topic here. It's a point that it was out on social media. And as a fellow teammate and a friend, he was videotaping this and then allegedly put it on social media for everybody to see.
What?
That's why this story is so big. See, everybody thought that the other part of it was big. That's nothing compared to what happened afterwards. And so now everyone in the locker room is avoiding him because he basically broke, according to them, the bro code. It should have never been released. It should have just been between between these two, period. Or not even, and it's obvious that, like, he has the phone, it's a phone recording, and he has a phone to the side. I don't know if, I have no idea if D'Angelo, I'm sorry, I have no idea if Nick Young knew he was being recorded, or he was just, you know, coming up with something for the recording just to say, hey, I'm big man on campus.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's what makes it such a big deal. It's not the fact that he was bragging about it. It's the fact that he was being videotaped by his friend.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, if he wasn't bragging about something that he was doing wrong, it wouldn't have been a problem for him to be filmed.
It wouldn't, but that's why I say, okay, so I get that, but that's not even my issue with that and why I bring this up.
Isn't there a certain bro code or girl code where you
don't say certain things, period? And when is the moment when you realize that either I'm supposed to say something or not? Because, you know, as I thought more and more about this, you know, the bro code is kind of different from girl code.
You think it's different?
There's some differences.
Okay.
There's some differences.
I'm curious.
Okay, so let's put it this way. Let's see. Girl code says this. Okay, let me think of it because I had a good one for you. Now it's being elusive. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so with bro code, if you find out that your friend is cheating on, and I think this might go, but see, girls are not good at this. I know guys are. If you find out your guy is cheating on his girl, even his fiance, you never tell the girl.
Oh, no.
And you never share or nothing. And you don't hold it over that person either. You just let it. You just, like, you either let them do it and you be their backup, or you just stay out of it altogether.
Right.
As girls, we may let you do it, but don't just know that we'll never forget it either. We do have a tendency to use what you say against each other.
This is true.
That's why I said it's kind of the standard is not really the same with bro code and girl code. It really isn't the same. Like,
right.
And we've had girls, and you've known girls who've been like, look, I'm best friend with this girl. I'm also best friend with her. I'm best friends with this couple. And I know that she's cheating on him the whole time. Am I supposed to tell her? Or tell him. And see, as girls, sometimes we do that. But if you do that, it's also seen as you're trying to move in.
Yes. Oh, my God, girl, because that just recently happened to me. I have to tell you that. That is exactly what happened. A chick that I was able to trust with all my business. Like, we've done some dirt together. So, you know, and she was always cool back then. Recently, I can't say she told on me because, you know, I'm a grown adult. You can't tell on me. But she released some information about someone that I was seeing that she should have never said. And they were details that I'm just like, why would you say that? Like, you're going above and beyond just a yes or no answer. You're telling him, like, how I met this person. Like, wait a minute. I thought you were my friend. Because friends don't do that. Yeah. And then as things progressed and that other relationship totally ended, it wasn't me she was calling to check on to see how I was doing. Mm-hmm. She was calling him. And I'm like, oh, I get it. You're not my friend. You're chasing that dude. Oh, okay, cool. I get you, girl. I got you. Isn't that crazy? So, yes.
That is crazy.
Don't fucking do that. Don't do that.
See,
I've had so many women try to sell me out because they're underlying haters. That's what motivates someone to behave like that. It's not them looking out for your benefit. It's that they want to get involved and they want to tell on you like a child.
See, I always have felt that if, and this is me personally and how I am, if somebody else's drama gets to be too much for me and I'm in on too much of it, I just walk away from the whole friendship whatsoever. I'm just like, I can't be that close to you because I don't need to know anymore. I don't want to be put in a situation. So, but,
yeah.
I mean, I know there's bro codes and there's girl codes. And I'm pretty sure, and I think we're going to, okay, so this is what I was thinking of doing tonight. If you all and our listeners, I see you all. By the way, you know what? Oh, my God. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry, everybody. I see you in the chat room. Hello, Alan Stewart and guests and everybody else. Hello. I'm so sorry. I was not paying attention. You know, before we go on with this, because I have, I apologize. I totally got distracted. I was all into this real quick. Before we get too deep, because I want to do a spy versus spy kind of thing. I don't know if you all, have you ever heard of spy versus spy?
Of course.
It was kind of a Mad
Magazine.
Okay, yes, Mad Magazine, oh my God.
Of course.
Okay. So I kind of want to do a spy versus spy kind of thing on this, and one side's going to be girl code, and this guy is guy code. Guy code versus girl code. Because in some ways, I think they're very much alike, but I think sometimes, we give girls a pass for certain things.
Sometimes we do, definitely.
We definitely do, but I'm gonna do this though, just to make it a little bit more even and a little bit more like real. Guys, I'm letting you all tell us your guy code stuff first, and I'll tell you what girl code is on that one.
Nice.
We want your girl code on that one because in some things we may not share the same things. And
that's definitely
understanding
true.
What's going on with your friends and who's cheating and everything else, and even not just relationships, but just friendships or whatever. You have to understand sometimes what means one thing to you all does not mean the same thing to us.
Oh, poor real girl.
Yeah, sometimes the ball is completely different. So it just came to me. It's like girls versus boys kind of thing. Okay. So before
That's
we get
funny.
Into that, I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. And by the way, if you're listening, feel free at any moment to join in and just join in the conversation because we're looking for your views and everything else. So your views, your comments, your opinions, your whatnot, your jackass remarks so we can hang up on you and make fun of you. We do it all. This is America. You have the right to stand in your soapbox and tell us everything you feel. I also have the right to hang up on you if I don't agree. But,
true.
Hey, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, I wouldn't feel so good about saying that.
Ooh. Nice. It's at your discretion.
But if you want to call in and join the conversation, all you have to do is dial 1-646-595. I'm sorry, no, it's just 1-646-595-403, and then press 1 to join the conversation. Now, if you don't want to talk to us, you can still join the conversation. You can put your 2 cents in. Again, it's America. We allow all kinds of ways for you to be completely obnoxious in this world. You can just join the chat.
Uh-huh.
And we'll still comment on you. Now, if you don't want me to call out your name, don't put your name in the chat room. So, on that note, I will say, okay, so I'm totally enjoying this. I can't believe, oh, my God, we're 11:20. And I'm talking myself to death, aren't I? We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
I can't believe it's 11:20 and I haven't shut up yet. Okay, so this is what happens when I've had too much time on my hands. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. What do you think? We have a little debate when we come back, girls versus boys?
Yes.
I think, yeah, girls versus boys sounds pretty good. So, okay,
I
so
think
what we're going to do yeah, like girls versus boys. And we'll let the boys go first because, you know, you guys can listen to the same time.
I love it.
But if you do win, I have no problem sending the trophy over to you just to let you know I'm not that mean. But we're going to take a little bit of break, and we're going to let you think about the girls versus boys and the whole bro code. And we're going to come up with – we're going to give you some scenarios and tell us what you think. But while I'm sitting here thinking of some scenarios, because I made the mistake of losing my notebook today, I'm going to send you all a little bit of Nicki Minaj. I did. I lost my notebook. So I'm going to send you all with a little bit of Nicki Minaj. I think it's called Them Trina Girls. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. In about 2 minutes, we're going to come back, and we're going to debate, because it's on right now, girls versus boys. Bro code or girl code? Which one's better? Which one's got your back? Which one is ride or die? Let's really think about this. Which one's ride or die? Okay, we're going out with Nicki Minaj, and we will be back here in about 2 minutes. And we will talk about
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He's only one of peace like Manowar. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. When I whine it, you know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it with it.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gon' have to get a wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the bandits. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and not Canadian. Girl, I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it with it at girl then.
Bitch them girls, them a pop the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
All the bad boys try to push up on me. If you want a bad girl, come and spend his money. Say it tastes good, just like honey. In love with a girl from watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it with it at girl them.
Bitch them girls, them a pot the poom poom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot the poom poom. Queens them girls, them a pot the poom poom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot the poom poom. Trini them girls, them a pot the poom poom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot the poom poom. Jamaican girls, them a pot the poom poom. Them a wine up them waist, them a pot.
Are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dalhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dalhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dalhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dalhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dalhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dalhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Oh my gosh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody. For those of you all who don't know, you are listening to The Down Low, and it is hosted by myself, Sierra Devine, and my hostess with the mostest, Alana Evans. Hi, Alana.
What's up, girl? What's up, what's up?
We are chilling and mellow tonight because you know what? Mother Nature has brought us to a down low because we were ready for our bikinis, and she told us this weekend we had to put on fur. Well, at least here in Virginia, she told us that you had to bring out umbrellas for this weekend. So
yes, totally.
So we're kind of mellow tonight. But for those of you all who want to join us here in our conversation, the number is 646-595-4038. And all you have to do is press 1 just to join the conversation. Trust me, we will get to you. We promise we will. We will always acknowledge you. And if you don't want to talk to us live, if you just want to type out, if you just want to be one of the people who likes to type on the computer because you want to be a nominist or whatever you want to call it. I've never been good with saying that word. I probably pronounced it wrong. You can log into the chat room. And I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room because we do have a few people in there. Or at least one or two. The rest of you, I say calling in, and I promise I will get to you. So if you don't mind staying online just a little bit longer, I would definitely answer the phone calls here. So our topic for tonight is literally just bro code versus girl code. Because I really think that girl code and bro code is very, very different. I think it is. I think
right.
There are some things that we as girls will say that guys won't say to each other. I mean, of course, we know guys are not going to tell each other they look handsome. We're not going there. Or
definitely. No. We absolutely. I think we work harder to stab each other in the back than men do.
You put that so incredibly well. We work harder to stab each other in the back.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, between all women, it's still some sort of competition.
It's always
women have a hard time. Yeah.
I mean, in the end, I mean, I hate to say this, but maybe I hope you, well, God, this is an ugly thing to say, but in the end, it's every girl for herself.
Yes.
And sometimes we have a problem stepping over our best friends just to get what we want. Though sometimes it's taken, because we're like that, I think sometimes when it comes to girl code, a lot of us do follow the girl code, But
right.
When we do, because we're so used to people stepping on us to get to what they want, we don't listen to each other. We're like, yeah, she's up
there. Exactly.
She's up there.
But and we're quick to rush
like
to
that.
Judgment.
We're very quick to rush to judgment. I really do. I believe you on that one. somebody is trying to call me right now. Look, come on, dude. Seriously, I'm on the air every Friday at the same time. Really, you're calling me now?
Like,
but after 3 years, I'm always, no, don't call me now. So I'm just saying, calling you out, you know who you are. Anyway. But I don't think guys do that, to be honest. I think guys like six guys are very good at going, okay, keeping things, as you say, close to the or not as you say, but as people say, close to the vest kind of thing. Like
right.
Finding out if your best, like, okay, so I'm going to ask you because I'm curious. I want a totally different person's point of view. If you found out that your friend, we're not going to say best friend because. Obviously, if you're, and I'm going by what happened between each two basketball players, best friends don't tape each other saying stuff like this. But if your friend,
yeah, no.
And you, yeah, best friends don't do that, period. There's a code, and then there's a best friend code, which is completely different.
Exactly.
If you knew a girl and you knew she was cheating on her man, would you tell that person?
Oh,
because
no.
You knew that
that's
girl and you were
business.
Friends with that girl?
I would never, because it's not my business.
As a matter of fact, every time you told me, it would literally go in one ear and out the other. I wouldn't be paying you
yeah.
much attention. That's
yeah,
me.
Exactly.
I wouldn't take the
what she's doing is what she's doing.
Yeah. All I'm hoping is that you don't leave your drop in my house. Please don't leave your drop in my house, and I'll have to shut it down.
Exactly. Exactly.
The only place I like from is on TV or in a movie. Not in my house. I don't like it.
Definitely.
I think when it comes to small things like that, I think guys are really more petty. I think they're pettier than girls are sometimes. Because when we're doing things, we've probably been manipulating things for a long time. It's not, oh, I can move in on this all of a sudden. We've probably been manipulating things
right.
for a while. See, I'm giving away all of our secrets, aren't I? We're devious. We think about things for a while. It isn't a certain thing. Okay, so I want to know someone's comments on this. We got to let somebody in the chat, but we're just going to talk. Between the two of us, we've already spent 30 minutes talking without you guys. See, this is what happens.
This is so fun.
Okay, let's get someone in the chat room. Let's see. What do they think about this predicament, and what would they do in this particular case? And would you shun someone if you found out? Would you be friends with someone, or would you be like, oh, I'm not about to talk to you about anything, you found out this is what they did? And did he seriously break a bro code, or did he just say, or was he like looking out for everybody and realizing that maybe this wasn't a relationship for this person, so I'm just going to let them realize that, you know, this isn't good for me either. I'm helping the situation. Hey, I'm trying to find both sides of the situation. It's not sounding good, though. Kind of like a distinction trial. But oops, I went there again. Sorry. You know what? Today, I'm going all over the board because there's a whole lot of numbers here. So I'm just going to start from the middle. So, guys, I'm starting from the middle and moving out. So we're going young to old to young in both places as far as people have been on the timeline here or on Earth. But we're getting to everybody. So, okay. So 708-207-8. So 708-207-8, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
Yep.
Well,
how are you, ladies?
Tell everybody who you are.
Hey.
It's Nathan.
What's
Hi,
up?
Nathan.
Long
Please
lost
tell me you're
caller.
Keeping warm with that 708 area code.
Well, you know, we've been on the weather roller coaster. I didn't go out today, so I've been keeping warm. But it's crazy. Ooh. One minute it's snowing, next minute, because I was out yesterday all over the place. The sun is out, uh-huh. Then the next minute it's snowing, then it's raining, then it's snowing again, then the sun is out. And then, a couple of days ago, it was 60 degrees, so it's just been crazy.
I've been hearing it. They've been threatening us with that cold weather that's coming your way, and I have to admit, at least the snow has not hit us, or the frost, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, and if it does happen to hit us, then I'm headed over to Alana's house.
Nice.
Where I know there will be no snow, just rain.
You know, unless she lives up in Northern California, up in the mountains.
Yep. Exactly.
Definitely.
But
what do you think about the bro code thing?
You know, and with the basketball players, you know, and I replied to one of your posts on, I think it was Facebook, and I might have also posted it on the other one. And
I have to check,
you know,
because I haven't been on for a while today. I was on earlier today, and then I had to work.
for me, that was a, how can I put this? That was a lousy move, taping somebody when you're hanging out at your friend's house, your boy's house, your girl's house, and you tape a conversation, then you turn around and post the conversation or the video or whatever it was. I can't remember the exact details now, on Facebook or Instagram, whatever it was. That's a lousy move. I won't use the B word move, but that's what it was. It was a wrong move, but then again, you're careful who you share your secrets with. You know,
exactly.
And not everybody you hang out with is your friend. Not everybody you work with and you hang out with after work or, you know, after hours or you go to lunch with or whatever the case might be is your friend. Be a guy or girl. So you have to be careful who you tell things to because it can back to haunt you, especially these days with social media. So you really have to be careful. Uh-huh. And I'm sure he didn't know, and I can't remember all of the story now, but I don't think that Nick Young knew he was being recorded from what I can remember.
No, I don't think he did. And
yeah, that's crazy.
I will say this, if I haven't already had it posted, because I know I actually wrote the thing on it, but there was a link from the downloadlive.com if you are looking to know more about the story. But I think everybody already knew, and it actually has the video. But I don't think he knew he was being taped.
No, because
I really don't think
if that was me, I wouldn't have been, if I knew, unless I was his brag, and even then, I don't think, because these young that's like my mother now, these young kids today, but the younger generation, they know that, you know, if I have a phone with me, it's going to be on Facebook, whether it be a fight or police stopping me or whatever the case might be, it's going to be on social media. So I can't see him willingly or knowingly allowing himself to be recorded talking like that. So, you know, somehow, I don't know if D'Angelo was jealous that he was messing around with Iggy or what the case might have been that he did that. But it was a punk move. I'll put it like that. I won't say the B word move, but it was a punk move, I think, on D'Angelo.
I'll say it for you. That was a bitch move.
Okay. It was. I'm trying to be
I'll say it for you. Look. The choir will speak for you. It never came from your mouth. It came from mine. If that's what you did, that was a bitch move. And I'm saying this to, who am I saying this
straight
to?
Up.
Not Nick, D'Angelo. If that was your move, if that's what you really did. Because we don't have, the thing is that in the news you're saying that it may have been accident, maybe somebody else did it. But yeah, but it seems like it was taped by his phone. And, you know, there's
right.
So many ways when, you know, a thought might, and I'm sorry, but I'm loving the word thought these days. Okay?
I know you are.
I just, it just seems like it, You know what? And not getting away from what we're talking about because I'm going right back there, but to you all 21st new millennials, that is the best curse word you all ever came up with, thought.
Because
you all come up with some stupid stuff, but that one is a good one that should be put in the history books. I like thought. But that's one of those things that you just, that is such an ultimate betrayal, because you think that when you're talking to a friend, that's just between you. Because I truly believe that you need, everybody needs to have somebody they can spill their tea to, that it will not
right.
go beyond that person.
And if maybe
and
Nick
thinking,
Young thought
yeah.
they were that they had that kind of relationship, but
I
now like I said a little earlier.
Kind of
just because I'm moving
he,
to your
he,
house.
I think he also
so
felt like he was
playing.
Being a mentor to this kid.
Yeah, because D'Angelo is the new kid on the block. And I think now they're all fighting to be take Kobe's place. You know, everybody wants to be the leader.
Oh.
I think Nick Young thought he was the leader on the team. But, you know, that's a whole other issue.
So this is where that whole politics is, and I don't really know much about sports comes into. But I'm just going to go on a block by block, person by person. If you were my friend and you did some shit like that, anytime I ever spoke to you, always know that there's something else behind my eye. I'm being nice to you for a reason. Never
so
think I'm being nice to you because I'm just nice.
You just have to be really careful about who you share
you really
personal
do.
Secrets with. You really do. And I've learned that the hard way myself over the years. Now, as far as guy code versus girl code or bro versus girl code, whatever you, however you want to call it, I think guys are more likely to keep a secret. And I think also to take the code a little bit farther, guys, unless he's just a total doll and doesn't care about anybody but himself, a guy is less likely to go after his partner or buddy's girl. Then some you all, like you said earlier, you all could be treacherous. If you see something you want, you ladies tend to go for. I don't think most guys, will do that unless I like I said, unless he's just a total dog, you know. Because I mean, I've been friends with a couple, and I've been friends with the guy and the girl, and good-looking women, and there's been times when I've been alone with them, the girl. You know, and we just, you know, hung out. We went, you know, just hung out. She might come over, you know, to watch TV or whatever. But I've never, ever thought about hitting on her, you know. And some girls, you know, might go for it. You know, it depends on the character, might I say, of the woman. If she's a thought, so to say, she might go for it. But that tells me that the guy doesn't have the type of woman that he may think he has. If I hit on your girl and she goes for it, what does that say about her? Not so much that you're a punk, you know, that you can't, you know, I don't know if I'm making sense. But if I hit on your woman, okay, I'm a dog, first of all, because you're supposed to be my buddy, you're my guy, and I hit on your woman, then I'm no good. But then if she turns around and she goes for it, what does that say about her? You know, I never did it, but I think women, and some of the women I've known, they have tended to be a little bit more treacherous, I'll say, like I think you said earlier, in doing something like that, you know. And once again, it all goes back to the character of that person. Some women won't do it. Some women can go to the club with their girls and have a good time and go home, and that's the end of it. Whereas some women and some guys, too, will go out hunting, you know, be on the hunt, on the prowl.
Some guys never stop hunting.
You know, so I think guy code... I think guy code, the guy is less likely to hit on his friend, especially a good friend, a close friend's girl, than a girl might be to hit on a guy, on her close friend's guy.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty dirty. That's another line you just don't cross.
I don't always necessarily believe it because I've had it happen where, like, a close friend of a guy I was dating was like, y'all are a little more subtle about it than us girls are, but he was hitting on me. I knew it. But he wasn't going to do anything until I did, and that was never going to happen. So,
yeah.
I think a lot of times we have the upper hand, too.
Yeah, you do. Ladies do.
I think it's a lot of times we have the upper hand, but I think when it comes to things like this, I know this is going to sound a little crazy. I'm thinking as I'm saying this, and I want to word this properly. If I knew that my girlfriend was cheating on her guy, I personally would never record it. I would know it.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. When I want something, I might use it against you. I would never record it. No, I would never do that. But I would always know. I would always let you know that I always know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never let anybody else know that because so this is where girl power comes in. Because I lose power when I let more people in on the secret.
Right.
I didn't say anything because I was waiting for you to go if you were going to say yay or no. But don't you lose power when you give away a secret?
Yes.
I always have that power if I never tell anybody.
Yes,
I can always
look
at you and be like,
Well, you're giving them ammo.
Well, see, I was always for my partner's lady friends, you know, I was always the shoulder that they were, and I wouldn't, you know, to come crying on. They might know, I might know who they were messing with. My partner was messing with.
Well, you know,
and they come crying. And I would
say, crying on people's shoulders for a reason. I think a lot of times men are not thinking that far. When we do things, we're thinking like 5 steps ahead.
Maybe he knows and he'll tell me.
Sure.
No, and I mean, I knew, and I'm thinking of one, you know, incident, one person in particular. I knew who the guy was messing with. He and I are still friends. We've been friends for 40 years, but I knew who he was messing with, and his lady friend asked me, and I told her I did not. I mean, like, what are you talking about? I know they working,
well,
but I need to hang out after work. You know, and no, I didn't, and this is way before the era of taking conversations and stuff like that. And everybody would come on my trip and hang out. They hung out as a couple. Him and the girl he was cheating with hung out over at my house. I mean, I knew, but I wasn't telling. She asked me, did I know? And I said, no, I just know that I didn't tell her they came over to my house. I just told her I know that they hang out, you know, they work together and they go out after work sometimes, and that's all I said. But yeah,
you were just making sure that when the whole Melrose Place beat down went down, you weren't in the middle of it.
You know, my hands were clean.
Don't get me wrong, I know what you were. You were making sure you weren't in the middle of that beat down.
My hands were gonna be
clean. That is comedy.
But I was always the shoulder that, you know, people would want the crown. I was the ear that everybody wanted to bend back in the day. And so, you know, I was the keeper of secrets. That's the word phrase I was thinking for. I was the keeper of secrets.
That's the worst title to have, the keeper of secrets.
You know, I kept a lot of secrets in my day.
Darwin, thank you so much for calling in. See, this is the kind of point of view I wanted to hear, what you all think. Thank you so much for calling in, Nathan.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's
bye-bye.
Awesome.
And please, keep warm.
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay. Okay, so you know what? He brought up a really good point, and it also got me thinking about, oh, my God, I had everything that just came up to my mind. It was so crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so he brought a really good point. He really did. So I've got one for you. I got a scenario, and then we're going to answer the next caller.
What's that?
How about this one? You've got two couples who know each other really well. Okay, everybody's cheating on everybody.
Yeah.
We're just going to go there. We're just going to make it a whole bunch of stuff. Somebody's cheating with somebody's wife. Somebody's cheating with somebody else. Somebody's having an illicit LGBT, whatever. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and trust me, this happens way more than people think. Way more. And most of the time, nobody knows it's happening because everybody's keeping a secret.
Exactly.
What happens when you're sitting down at the table and you realize when you're looking across the table, and I've had this happen years ago, no time recently, many years ago, where you're looking across the table and you realize you're looking at a married couple and you're sitting, not necessarily married, but a together couple, and you're a together couple, and you're looking across and you realize you're sleeping with him and she's sleeping with another woman.
Damn. And they're not sleeping.
And your guy is sleeping with somebody. Well, let's just say your guy is sleeping with a whole other couple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, and trust me, y'all may not think this, but all four of y'all know something. Y'all, everyone knows a piece of the entire story. Let's not lie. Everyone knows a piece of the entire story.
Wow.
Who do you think breaks first? The girls or the guys?
You know what?
Somebody's going to get drunk, or there's going to be a moment, somebody's going to talk. Who breaks first?
It's,
who gets,
it's
usually,
that
is a code, right?
You know
what
though?
Women
don't get drunk and say shit. It's men that get drunk and say shit. But I think the woman would be the one to tell on purpose first.
See,
you know,
I always find that when women tell in public, they're not drunk. They're completely sober because they're doing that as spite. Men slip.
Yes.
Well, women do it out of
exactly.
Spite.
Exactly.
We don't ever slip. You can get as drunk as hell, and we'll never slip. We'll do it out of anger because we already know.
That's true.
See, that's
it's
a different thing. That's
true.
A girl code, boy code that... See, men will lie and lie and lie, and this is a man thing, and I know this because I think like a man.
Yeah.
I will deny until I'm dead in the grave, and even my will say the same thing, even though you know different. If I will tell you the sky is green, I'm dying in my grave. And I'll tell it to my friends, too. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I know you saw me come out of there, but no, the sky's green.
That's so funny.
It's a guy thing. Girls, we don't admit
it is
we
a guy thing.
The sky is really blue. But let me tell you, this is what really happened. But you gotta keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
As women,
it's
don't
true.
We always know the minute we tell another girl this is between you and me is no longer between you and me?
Exactly.
It's between me and you, and who is your real best friend? Because, and I have to say, and tell me if I'm wrong in that. With almost every girl relationship, we think we're best friends, but I'm probably best friends with you, or you're best friends with somebody else.
Right. That's true.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but know that you may be my best friend, but I might not be your best friend.
Oh. But I thought we were best friends.
I know, but isn't it? But it's sad but true, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I always wanted to call them guys. Maybe that's your best friend, but they're not your best friend, you know? I don't know. It's kind of like he was the love of your life, but you weren't the love of his life. Kind of thing.
Right.
And that's
crazy
life.
How that goes down.
It sounds crazy, but it's really true. Okay, we're going to get to, like, okay, so the reason why I brought that up is I think about these things. I really do. Okay. Okay, do you think about, does that sound reasonable to you that sometimes, I think we don't know who we think this person is our best friend we're confiding in, and they really aren't. I think
right.
As women, we latch on to people like that. I don't know. I don't know
yes.
if men do that.
Yeah. I don't think men do. I think men have more of a locker room style conversation. So, you know, it's not taken as seriously. A lot of things are said in jest. I don't think that, you know, and right. And I think that women just you know, they care more. It's the soap opera of life, you know, and they feed off of the drama of other people. So, you know, maybe they do stir it up.
I would think about these things. Some things come to my head. I know I'm weird like that. You know, okay, so speaking of East Coast, sorry. We always talk about that. We have a few other people in the chat room. I see you. I see a New York. I see a Chicago. Okay, so we've already taken a Chicago. We're going to take a New York here. So let's see. 347-409, are you there?
Sierra, what's poppin'?
Hey, what you doing?
Oh, I was just trying to finish rolling up some weed right now. I was trying to smoke, but what up?
Okay, well, then you're pretty happy. You're very happy.
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, wait, I'm really happy because, matter of fact, Alana, is that you?
It is me.
How you doing, Miss Evans? You know what I'm saying?
Wonderful, thank you.
Alana, listen, I just hadn't got to tell you how happy that I am for you as far as all your accomplishments. I've heard. I know. You're a big deal, Alana. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You guys, Sierra,
really
you know what I'm saying?
You
give me plenty of shout-outs when you're not on the air. All right.
I appreciate
as far as what y'all said,
that.
All right. As far as what y'all said.
She's done a lot. And she's always very humble about it. With you done so much.
Yeah, Alana actually is pretty much a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Because I checked. But what I'm saying is, all right, first off, when it comes to Nick Young and the white girl, let me say this. When it comes down to the whole relationship, Sierra said before, listen, what the happened between Nick Young and D'Angelo, you know what I'm saying, was a betrayal. First of all, we don't even know the extent of the relationship because they have a working relationship. I mean, these people play ball, they're supposed
exactly.
to be 18, but they work together. Like, you know what I'm saying? How do y'all even know that these niggas can't even stay in each other in the first place? Like, how do you know they even fuck with each other? It's like, you know what I'm saying? They work together. They play ball together. It's like, Shaq and Kobe wasn't even cool. You know what I'm saying? During like, I'm
right.
Part. It was cool. Like, they was not. I mean, and they did break. They did end up. Actually, matter of fact, hold on. They did stop fucking with each other over some shit. Something just like this, as a matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Kobe actually reported Shaquille O'Neal's infidelity to his wife. It was something like that.
Oh. You mean the little short one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so they have been left for a long time.
That was part of the reasons why they fell out. But look, check this out. Look, I know you got a lot of time.
Wow.
I mean, don't have a lot of time, and there's a couple of people calling. When it comes down to it, Sierra said, listen, what happened is the relationship, or it was a betrayal relationship between Swaggy P and D'Angelo. Here's my thing. First, I said, we don't know if they were friends in the first place. But second, okay, that might be true. But check this out. You don't think, Swaggy P betrayed Iggy because he the one that stepped out in the first place. If he had
Yeah,
been,
that's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Because they were going to get married. Like, this is something that nobody ever talks about. Holding him responsible for doing that. They was about to get married. And, like, I mean, if it is, she was about to pledge their lives, and or at least for Hollywood, whatever, you know what I'm saying, to be together and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've been married since 07. I know. You know what I'm saying? And, like, and she found out on some other shit like that. Oh, man, that shit got to be really whack, man. I mean, Alana, imagine if you was getting ready to pledge your undying love to somebody. You know what I'm saying? And then you found out that he was smashing Sierra. Wouldn't that be really fucked up?
Oh, thank you for putting me in there.
I would not be. If we had a monogamous relationship like that and that's how it was supposed to be, I would be upset. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Man,
and I think that, you know what I mean?
By the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but like I said, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at some point, you know what I mean? He got to be held responsible. Because, anytime
exactly.
you're doing this, you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk, and you can always get caught. It always comes down to that. As far as girl code versus boy code, I don't know where to put my finger on that. You see, because it's not fair for either one of us to have an opinion on it. Because I have never been on the other side. You know what I'm saying? What do I know? Like, I don't have a sister. I don't have any sisters. Do y'all have sisters?
See, that makes sense, though. If you haven't been on the other side, you can't really comment. No, that makes sense. So I happen to agree with you. don't know. I mean, like, even if we're not friends, there's certain things you just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not close friends. And I don't know if girl code and boy code goes that far, but even if we're not close friends, unless you're trying to be my enemy, you just don't do.
Because here's the thing. I could be friends with Alana. Like, Alana's a woman or some stuff like that. And then what? You know what I'm saying? Then what do I do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, me and Alana, we're just homies. And I like this, but I know Alana's married. And then she got something else on the side. Now, I'm a man. Then what? What are the rules? What are the rules for myself?
Mm-hmm. What are the rules? You just stay nice and on the other side of the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't invite her out for anything
after
lunch.
Ha ha.
Everything happens before the sun goes down. Unless a man is there. I don't know, that's girl code. That's how I am.
You two ladies, ladies, this is something I wanted to ask y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not to get off subject for a little while, but I need expert opinion on this. You know, have you ever been on set and you had to work with a girl and her feminine hygiene wasn't together? What do you do? How do you explain this to a woman without making her feel awkward or uncomfortable? Like, she need to step up feminine hygiene up.
I actually have. And it was a really ugly thing. A lot of has ever happened to you?
Yeah, it can be a little awkward. I usually
let
a chick know.
This one. How did you handle it?
I probably just told the girl, hey, you've got a little something going on. Let me help you with that. And then that's it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
I was actually on a set with something like that kind of happened. And I was like, look, something going on. And could you go clean up whatever or do something? Ha ha, it's no big deal. It happens to all of us. But then she got a little belligerent with me, and I had to tell them I'm not going to shoot with her ever. I actually quit. I actually walked away.
And she wasn't embarrassed?
I was like, I'm done.
Oh, so she made a scene and she wasn't embarrassed?
She made a scene. I don't think she was embarrassed. I think that's why she made a scene. And this is a girl thing. It was all about, you know, making was noise and I'm not the culprit kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, and I was like, that's okay. I don't really care. And, you know, I wasn't trying to make it for everybody else, but you went there.
Okay.
I did actually have to say later, don't ever put me with that person again because it was such a turn off to me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I'd never work
so
with
ladies,
that.
So what is your advice towards men or a man telling you? Personally, I'm sorry. What is your advice towards men trying to explain to the lady or their lover, whoever it is? Listen, you need to step your feminine hygiene up because this is killing a bug. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And that's different when it's somebody you're personally with.
And like,
yeah,
I know the difference between. I know the difference between a scent and an odor. You know what I'm saying? And like, this is not
scent and odor is the same thing. And then you're just trying to be nice. It's the same damn thing. Sometimes you just need to wash your ass. So, this is me personally. I've always been one of those people who are like, you know what? Before we get dirty, we got to get clean, honey. So, let's start off with a shower and everything. Because before I get dirty, we need to be clean.
Word up.
And if I have to actually bathe you myself, but if I have to address that too many times, I'll bring it up. Be like, look, you know what? I can't do that anymore. You need to change that.
Word.
And I've been trying to tell you subtly. Okay, so we're just gonna go out there. I'm just saying it there. I don't need to go here, but we're just going to say it. Like, I don't like men who are uncircumcised because I don't like all the, like, gook and all that. I'm one of those people who is really big on cleanliness. I need to smell soap. If I don't smell soap, I'm not going there. Then I will actually come out later on and tell you, like, you know, it will really be nice.
No wonder Ciara don't deal with women. It's no wonder you don't deal with women.
I don't now, but I have.
Personally. I'm talking about personally for yourself.
I have personally. And I've actually been like, you know, it'd be really nice. And I've actually gone so far as to go to lunch or whatever and buy some special bubble bath and stuff. Be like, I like it when you smell like this.
Yo, that's a good idea. See, I didn't even think of that. I'm gonna make it a gift.
I've totally done that with people. Like, look, you know what? I have this special stuff that I really love, and because it makes them feel special. And if you smell like this, I will always hit on you. But if you don't, I'm not gonna be so true. But I love this smell.
This is why I call it tonight. Yeah,
like, I love a good lemon. I love a good lemon soap. There's nothing like a man and a good lemon
that's
soap.
That's awesome.
Well,
and there's nothing better than it. Look, and I will tell you this. I have to say this one thing, and I'll stop. Lush.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Lush?
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Okay, well, find the scents you like. They sell their soap by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy a little bit of it. And you're like,
mm-hmm.
look, this is a really special soap, and this is a scent that I really love on somebody when I'm taking them to bed with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you wash with this, but you can't, but you know, when you buy Lush, you can't just buy it anywhere. You got to go spend some money. So now it seems like a gift.
Mm. Yeah,
and
I like this, man.
Telling them to go wash their ass.
Oh, damn.
It's a gift. Like, oh,
so I'm telling y'all,
oh,
ladies, y'all got experience in this. Y'all should have like a little 10 minutes. Y'all should, you know what I'm saying, answer these type of questions, man. Because what all y'all
think? I think I would think about cleaning this. I'm very big. I like everything clean before I go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me get a chance to weigh in, and thank you for answering my question.
Yes.
It really did help.
Thank you for weighing in. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and Alana,
you.
Yo, it's really good to hear from you, man. You should really, I know you got a lot going on, man, but it's nice to hear from you. When you're not being
thank
a celebrity,
you, honey.
You should definitely hit us up, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know we haven't always had, you know what I'm saying, agreed on everything, but I really am a fan, and I think you're beautiful, and I really like what you do.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. You're awesome.
You're so sweet. Okay, now
right?
I have to
I love it.
Thanks, ladies.
Play more games.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You're so sweet. Okay, Alana, I know we've gone over about 3 minutes here, but
yes.
I have to say this. I love having you here. I went to the show.
Yes.
I've been going to a lot more conventions lately, so I'm hoping that we can come hang out at conventions together.
That would be fun. I would love that.
Our gamer world and sci-fi world will eventually cross over.
They will, 100%.
Star Trek game.
I love it. I love it.
Because you all know I'm a total sci-fi girl, and Alana is a total gamer.
Yeah.
So our worlds intersect quite often.
It does. It really does.
It really, really does. On that note, our show has come to an end. Come to a natural end. You know
so
why?
Quickly.
Because it's no longer Friday. It's Saturday. We have to end with a Saturday. It's Saturday, which means we get to sleep in while you fuckers get up and shovel some snow. Okay, so.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Dollhouse Radio, and I'm your host, Darren Devine, along with the hostess of Thimosis, Alana Evans. And if you want to find us anywhere else, you can always find us. For one, you can find all our old topics on the downloadlive.com. And if you want to find Alana Evans, where do we find you? What's your website? And where do we find you? Where else do we find you?
ToneedByGirls.com. That's my action.
I think I might have seen you on TV too.
Maybe a little MTV.
We might see you in a little bit of I Want My MTV. Just look for Alana.
Yes.
She might be there. I'm not saying where, but if you pay attention,
I love it.
That's right. You can find me traveling all over the place. I'm also here on Dollhouse Radio for a download. You can find me download live. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. And if you saw that strange tweet on Thursday, no, you cannot find me on MySpace. That is not me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm everywhere else but Snapchat. I'm not on Snapchat either.
That's funny.
I was closing an account and somebody else said it was me. It wasn't me. It really is not me. So don't even go there. It's not me. On that note, guys, love you long time. And please come back and join us next Friday because we've got more stuff to talk about. I think we might even be bringing another psychic in. So we'll see what happens. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it just yet. But I'm just letting you know we've got exciting stuff happening. So on that note, guys, and we'll see you next week. Or that will be
Yay.
Saturday. Yay! Bye, y'all.
Bye.
If I had a dime for every new Twitter rap stream, and all the girls would be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes, put it on disturb on the door now. Then I buy a cheap dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm reppin' ya. Yeah, he about to sign a deal. He about to go. Gotta move to Atlanta. We about to go. Finally see the light, and I'm glad I stayed. But the label said he should be single.
Wait, what?
Well, baby, you and then the new crew. You're rolling with. They don't know you like I do. Remember y'all used to say bathroom fixed in the crib. And he said if he ever got rich, we out this bitch. But see that shit.
Baby, you and then the new